This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Monday is upon us, the 15th of August. So now, let's see, last week I remember we were talking about it being one-third of the way through the month, and now, presto, voila, just like that, it's halfway through the eighth month of the year. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Monday mayhem in Milwaukee over the weekend. Violence, fires breaking out, another police shooting, nine shootings, actually. Five people dead. The black man who's killing by police touched off all this rioting was shot by a black officer after turning toward him with a gun in his hand. The police chief talking about this. Governor of Wisconsin sending in the National Guard. Further violence in the city may or may not take place. The police chief cautioned that the shooting was still under investigation. Authorities awaiting autopsy results, but based on the silent video from the unidentified officer's body camera, he appeared to be within lawful bounds. So let's get some more of the information that came from the news media and social media.
If you're a mother who is watching this right now, and your young son or daughter is not home, and you think they're in this area, get them home right now.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett made that plea early Sunday after a protest over a fatal officer-involved shooting turned violent Saturday night. According to Newsy's partners at WTMJ, it started when two men fled a traffic stop in the city's Sherman Park neighborhood Saturday afternoon. During the chase, an officer shot one of the suspects who police say was armed. The 23-year-old suspect died at the scene. The gun recovered was reportedly taken during a burglary in March. Protests formed Saturday afternoon and grew as word spread via social media. Several people looted a gas station and set it, as well as a few other buildings, on fire.
The firefighters did not go immediately to the gas station because gunshots throughout this entire period were being fired in this area.
A local news station spoke with a man who said he's the brother of the victim.
You got a city riot going on because, once again, the police has failed to protect us like they say they was going to do.
One police officer was hospitalized after being hit in the head with a brick. A police car was destroyed and a few others were damaged. Crowds did seem to disperse early Sunday. Barrett's plea came hours after he spoke about a violent Friday night and Saturday morning in the city. There were nine shootings and five people were killed.
Jeez. Oh, my God. It's just more of the same. That was interesting. The mayor, whom you heard there, said a young man lost his life. No matter what the circumstances are, his family has to be hurting. And that's true. And then there were other shootings, and other families are hurting. Governor Scott Walker sending in the National Guard to local armories to prepare for any more instructions. They haven't really been deployed yet. No, obviously people don't want it if it's not necessary. Six businesses burned, and I never really understand why that sort of thing happens. But you hear that there's unrest from listening to the brother. Sounds like there's tension that has been there. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said Mr. Smith, the man who died, had been arrested 13 times, and some of the court records show a range of charges against them, many of them misdemeanors. Is that because the black man has been hassled by the police, or is that just because black men get into trouble? Or is it a combination of the two, or is there something else here? The kinds of things that were done, rocks thrown, glass thrown, that kind of thing, What makes a difference? Why is this different than any other circumstance that we've seen like this? It's been a very hot summer. There's been a lot of this stuff going on. Family has no money, so they're looking for donations for his burial, that kind of stuff. The anger at the Milwaukee police isn't new. A lot of tension between the black people who live in that town and law enforcement. And it's not only there, it's all around the country. And there are going to be a lot of protests, I'm going to bet you. We've had trouble, Baton Rouge and Dallas. About 40% of the city of Milwaukee's residents are black. And they're on the north side for the most part. A lot of protesting there from the shooting of a mentally ill black man in 2014. So there is Justice Department involvement in the Milwaukee police, just like there was in Ferguson. And so it goes. Officer involved shooting. The police. What's different about this than any of these others? I don't see there's anything different here. It's just the same old story, a different place. And whether he was a good guy or a bad guy, he's got a record. Does he have a record because he couldn't find a job and he was in trouble or looked upon as trouble because he had tattoos or whatever it is?
The situation is hard to know, because at least the difference in this is he did have a gun and was fleeing from police. And I just, I don't know, it's hard to know because it seems like not all of them are the same. Mm. And I don't want to group all of police in the same situation. I just don't know what you're supposed to do in this situation. Well, obviously, it wasn't there, so
I don't know. The country is, what we're witnessing, and maybe this is easy to say, it's just more of our lack of leadership somewhere. Somebody, there was an opportunity for black Americans, it seems to me, and I'm saying this because this is what I think. You can think something else if you want to share it. 888-302-3684, the continuing Twitter conversation at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. There could be, but there isn't, some form of leadership. You know how people look at, and I use this advisedly, leadership, religious leadership, people look at Jesus as a leader. He was inspirational. From that point to this, what other? King Arthur was inspirational, wasn't he? George Washington was inspirational. And you can find maybe a few other. The Dalai Lama, he's inspirational. Where are there? People had a lot of hope that Barack Obama was going to be inspirational. And he isn't, and he wasn't. That's no fault of his. He just was never inspiring. He didn't have it in him. You either have it in you or you don't have it in you. That's really what it is. It's something that we are breeding into people, or maybe if it isn't bred, does it come naturally? Yeah, well, breeding it in is sort of getting it naturally. Where are the leaders? Where's somebody? And it would be nice if people could lead themselves and be inspired by readings and writings and music and all kinds of stuff. But look at the movies that are around. The inspiration that comes from video games, any of that kind of stuff. Popular culture is full of crap today, and there's no inspiration there other than more of the same kind of thing that we see, which in part leads to or contributes to this kind of stuff. So is this generally decaying surface that brings us around to us having all of these problems? Maybe we need to look inside of ourselves, because we can lead ourselves. Are we being easily led astray by all of the elements that are around us, all the information that's available on the internet, all of the devices that distract us? Are all of those taking away from we're easily being led here, and thus we don't have a lot of followers, not a lot of leaders. I think we need some better leadership, frankly. Where does it come from? Look inside yourself. Look in the mirror. Who's the most influential person in your life? Think about that. Is it you when you look in the mirror? 16 past the hour coming up. 2020 News Quiz question.
Burger King presents Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. So the weather has been deadly over the weekend as well. In Louisiana and Mississippi, flooding like you wouldn't believe. 2 people are dead after a problem in southeastern Louisiana. Heavy rains, dozens of people stranded today. Forced evacuations over both of those states over the weekend. The governor of Louisiana declared a state of emergency. Let's see, I'm looking at who... did what? There's people in submerged trucks swept off the roadway by all this flooding. 17 inches of rain recorded there since Friday morning in one southern Louisiana city. Whew.
Yeah, I'm watching a video right now that's on Facebook of a woman being pulled out of her car as it sinks underwater by guys who were going by on a boat, her and her dog.
Like a bad movie.
Yeah, the entire car is just going underwater. You can't even see it.
All right, speaking of movies, 2020 News Quiz question, simple, straight to the point. One of the original stars of Star Wars has passed away. Who died? 888-302-3684. For a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, 40 great essays about life that'll bring you through it well. So who is the one of the original stars of Star Wars passed away over the weekend? Identify that man, please. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DUG. 21 after the hour. Good day.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Insightful music. It's time for us to go through some of the music that the Olympic gold medalists and Olympic medalists in general are finding inspiring. Gabby Douglas likes this tune by Shakira for her gymnastic routine. And that's pretty much what you're listening to. You see a lot of these athletes running around with ear plugs.
They all have headphones, yeah.
Listening to their probably iPad, maybe Do people still use iTunes? They use the
iTunes?
iPod?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. iPhone or...
You don't need the iPod anymore.
The
iPod. You can do the same thing with the iPhone.
The iPhone,
right?
They're the iPod Shuffle or the mini, yeah. the tiny ones. I still have the big brick because I have so many songs on it, I can't get rid of it.
Really?
I'd lose all of my library, you know.
I think I find one that was dedicated to the doo-wop era of the 50s. If I want to give you a Christmas present, that'd be something nice. All right, we talking about Christmas already? We're in the middle
I'll
of the summer.
Heat wave. Yeah.
Finding the right song for a routine at the Olympics is not a simple task. It certainly isn't as simple as you might think. The story of Gabby Douglas finding inspiration for her floor routine after listening to this Shakira song at a mall and then used Shazam to track it down. That's pretty easy to do now, right?
Yeah.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Hold it up there, identify, bing, bang, boom. So the official gymnastics team choreographer, a guy named Dominic Zito, says that Gabby Douglas is one of the few gymnasts who will pick out songs she likes for choreography. The rest of them, I guess, leave it to their trainers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
God, so, that's surprising. You would think that you...
Yeah, they pick it up themselves.
Yeah, wow.
Right, yeah. So this is Dare by Shakira, right?
The first one we played was Dare. This is actually Ariana Grande's Into You, which is what Ali Reisman, another gymnast who got silver, uses to pump her up. This isn't, I guess, her choreography song, but...
So who else do we have in the focus here as far as medalists are concerned and music that goes with their routine and their work? Who uses this?
So Allison Felix, right?
Allison Felix, yeah. She's a track runner, I think, right?
Yeah, and she's one of, she was in the relay, one of the relays the other day. I just saw a little bit of the race, the highlights. But Jamaica ended up winning against the U.S., but she was really, really behind. She went third, and holy crap, she caught up and kicked the Jamaican runner's butt. It was amazing.
Wow. So she listens to Beyonce's Diva. This is her song. This is the song that gets her pumped up right before she hits the starting line. I mean, music is so powerful, and music has the ability to transform your mood and whatever mindset you need to get into as an Olympic athlete. They all have headphones. They're all listening to whatever their playlist is. And I mean, Michael Phelps, he killed it last night. He was so good, and he's constantly got his headphones on. So I don't know what he's listening to, but he's listening to something really good.
Every morning when I get up before I go on the air, I listen to Bobby. Let's see. Bobby Helms says, "Do you want to dance? Do you want to dance early in the moonlight?"
Does that get you pumped up enough? Well, obviously, because you always have a lot of energy in the morning.
Lots of energy. It's good to have energy. These people, between super beats and their music, man, they're all set. No wonder we're winning. What's the count, by the way, the Olympic count? You know, who knows what the number is at this point?
Let's go see.
Yeah. We all talked about it ourselves. Who's using this for what, Kara?
Well, Allie Reisman, who I talked about earlier, she apparently released a whole playlist of songs that she gets pumped up to. So maybe I took inspiration last night and worked out. So maybe I should take some of these songs and maybe I'll become an Olympian. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
I think you should be. You can be an Olympian radio person.
Well, the USA is still in the lead with 38 total medals, 16 gold. China is second with 11 gold and 30 total medals.
I like Chinese. 28 past the hour.
Britain's plan to pull out of the European Union is likely to affect the EU's future stance on biotechnology, as you'll hear today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Biotechnology and crops grown using biotech have been a tough sell in Europe. At a recent Farm Foundation forum, Benno van der Laan, a Netherlands native who consults ag and biotech clients, said Brexit won't necessarily change that.
The UK has always been in the pro-biotech camp, so we will lose that vote. Now, it's unlikely that the UK leaving will tip the balance. But there may be intangible impacts as well.
What does seem imminent is that Brexit will at some point mean a disruption in trade relations. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Conversational circuits. Our 2020 news quiz question focusing on someone that everybody knew, even if you didn't really know his name. It's kind of like Thomas Gibson getting tossed from Criminal Minds until you look at his picture. Oh, is that who it is? Yeah, okay, that's who it is. Now, it's not that his face and everything was associated with a TV show, but I don't think a lot of people knew what his name was. So I'm going to bring this around to something. I will give you a hint. This guy played a faceless character. How's that for a hint, Kerry? You like that? A faceless character. What's his name? He was well known. As a matter of fact, I think one of the most talked about because of the character of his very nature, his nature, and how it fit into the character's nature. One of the original stars of Star Wars,
passed away. You can check it out if you haven't heard the story. It's easy enough to find out the answers to these things. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Who died that's been associated with Star Wars since the very beginning in 1977? All right, you know the answer to that. Get a copy of the book. Life is good when you do the work. Speaking of life being good, you know the story of Usain Bolt? All he does is run. He doesn't run farther. You know, he does a 100-meter dash, maybe 200 meters once in a while. The distance you usually have to walk your dog to get your dog to do his or her business. This guy's races last 10 seconds, maybe 20 seconds. That's about as much time as you sit at a traffic light, or maybe how long it takes you to ride the elevator up to the fourth floor. Time it takes you when you stand there now and use the chip of your credit card, that's about how long it takes to do it. All this is a sort of a reality check. Why in the world is Usain Bolt the most thrilling athlete on the planet at this moment? After a weekend of Olympic activity, this guy, in a few seconds, rises over nationalism. Everybody sees him on the front page of every newspaper on every continent today.
I think it's just exciting because in the last few years he's been unbeatable. But I tried to watch, I can't remember if it was his race or just one of the other heats for this race. It was on the TV on Saturday night. I looked away for a second, and I looked back, and it was already over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, hello,
geez, well,
bing, bang, boom, and it's done. Yeah. But this guy is quite, he's been around for a while.
Yeah, and it's amazing to watch all of these racers, because I don't understand how their legs physically move that quickly.
I know.
My legs don't move that fast.
Yeah. He's been around for, what, three or four Olympics? How long has he been running, this guy?
I want to say it's been the last two Olympics.
He was in London, I know that.
Yeah, he was in London for sure, and he beat everyone. And I think the big thing was people weren't sure. He wasn't in the Jamaican trials because he had, I can't remember if it was a hamstring injury, some kind of leg injury. So he was able to appeal to the Olympic committee and still compete in the Olympics.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big deal, is people didn't know if he was going to be there or not. And yet he's still winning despite an injury. So
winning! All right, so he's 29 years old. Will he have the same fate as Michael Phelps, who took home the gold medal again, 23 of them, in his final swimming relay race at the Olympics over the weekend? And so he says this is it for him. He's been at it for, he's been two decades, of his 31 years he's been swimming. So what's next for him? Wow, look at all the endorsements. This guy's going to make a million, 2 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million. He's got a bunch of millions. And he's the kind of a person that people pay attention to, right? They have respect for him. He and his girlfriend, Nicole Johnson, are going to get married later on in the year. I'm getting married at the end of the year, he's saying. So, good for him. He's been another one. He's kind of like this guy. Well, is that the case with most of these people? The girls who are the gymnasts, is that appropriate? Young women who are the gymnasts? Look at the way they have, four or five of them that especially, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Olympics, and I'm paying attention to them in part because I need to sound somewhat intelligent or authoritative when I talk about it, and then I give it to Kara, who's a lot more intelligent and authoritative than I am. But then to see some of these people, it's awesome, frankly. This is why they deserve the respect. Never mind that they're having it in a dump where everybody else gets, everybody's kind of stressed out a little bit, as is, I guess, demonstrated by the fact that Ryan Lochte and three of his teammates were robbed at gunpoint yesterday. Gunner Benz, Jack Cougar, Conger, I guess is his name, Conger, and Jimmy Fagan had their taxi stopped by individuals posing as armed guards as it traveled into the Olympic Village. He says we got pulled over, and the taxi, these guys came out with a badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over. They pulled out their guns. They told everybody to get out of the car and get on the ground. They got down on the ground. I refused. We didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not getting on the ground, he said.
And this guy pulled out his gun, cocked it, put it in my forehead, and said, "Get down." I put my hands up. It was like, well, okay, whatever. They took our money, my wallet, left my cell phone. He had left the credentials with him, and they may have realized who they stopped, but they were shaken up. They didn't get hurt.
It is a little interesting that his story is a little different than his mom's take on. Apparently, he called his mom immediately afterwards, because I guess she's down there with him, and he said he was terrified when he talked to her, but his response
seemed a little cooler and calmer when he was
still not a funny story. I would be terrified, honestly. And the biggest thing is that the International Olympic Committee said it didn't happen. Definitely didn't happen. Yeah, and I was like, why would Ryan Lochte, what would he have to gain from lying about this? I mean, he's already big. It's not like he needs to, you know, it's not like his name needs to get bigger by putting himself in the news like this. But they have everything to lose by admitting that there are armed robberies going on.
Yeah, right. Who's going to want to go there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but they're done this weekend, right? Isn't this the last?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's over? Yeah. All right, so that's the report from the Olympics, and conversation about that will ensue. Again, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. All right, let's get to our 2020 news quiz question. Lucky caller 13 is Arlene, who is in Brooksville, Florida. Hi, Arlene.
Yes, Brooksville, Florida. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Is your voice normally this husky?
It's post-nasal drip, and I live on some acreage in some woods, and I have a lot of oaks and pines and all kinds of trees that like to pollinate every day of the year.
It stuffs you up, I understand. All right,
so that's what it is.
I was talking about, you're a big Star Wars fan from the beginning, are you?
Yes, of the original.
Yes.
I was 15, and I worked at a movie theater, and I could only do the matinee, and I saw the original Star Wars, the first one, like 98 times.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was working at the movie theater. It was funny.
So who was it that passed away?
Yeah, I'm really sad to say it was Kenny Baker, R2-D2.
Yep. Fellow who played R2-D2 was 81 years old. He worked in a circus.
No, I worked in a movie theater.
No, he worked in a circus.
Oh, he did, yes. Right, so you meant me.
No.
I read that.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, well, he had an interesting career. Once in a while you'd see him, the real him. And so people would say, wow, look at this guy, this little guy. Well, what'd you expect to fit into that R2-D2? What do you think? How's that going to happen? All right, Arlene, good job. You're going to be impressed with the book that we send to you. Hold on just a second. Thank you. Meanwhile, here's sort of an overview of his career.
This is madness.
The man responsible for bringing R2-D2 to life has died. Kenny Baker starred in 6 Star Wars films, ranging from the first movie in 1977 to Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, in 2005. While he's likely best remembered for playing R2-D2, Baker also appeared in the 1980 film Flash Gordon and 1981's Time Bandits. He was born in Birmingham in the United Kingdom in 1934. According to his website, Baker became a performer when he was 16 years old and went on to star in a circus and pantomime and ice shows before he created a musical comedy act. He got his big break in the 1977 classic Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. Like many at the time, the sub-4-foot-tall actor didn't realize hopping into a robot would immortalize him forever.
I made 20 movies altogether, roughly, and so it was just another film for me.
Right.
Not very comfortable.
Baker's footprints, or at least R2-D2's, are immortalized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Kenny Baker reportedly battled a long illness. He was 81.
Sounded like it. All right, so the story of the passing of Kenny Baker, one of the icons. They still have, in the last Star Wars, there was an R2-D2 was in with that other, the new sort of robot that twirled around the moon and looked like it was kind of a weird looking thing. But I think R2-D2 was certainly present there.
Yeah, I think they at least brought him back. BB-8 was the new little one, I believe.
That was it, BB-8. Yeah. All right, in a moment, a scammer gets exposed here. It's 45 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety.
In fact, Safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name Mr., middle name Safety, last name exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox and Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, just a little bit of an inside story, but it's pretty interesting. The news director at a station in Iowa, at a radio station, turned the tables on a scammer, an IRS scammer, recording an insistent caller who tried to bilk him out of $4,000. Then this guy was recorded, and... You know, he said things like the IRS will put a lien on your assets, your house, your car, all your bank accounts. Well, the real IRS doesn't conduct business that way, not on the phone. So the news director, Jordan Armstrong, kept stringing the caller along, played the conversation on the air. Listeners called in to report that they'd received similar phony calls from this guy. They tracked him down and arrested him. Good work. At the radio station KSIB in Creston, 10 before the hour.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Review the top five items from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time. Five tech stories of the week. Doing the honors is Victoria Keelan, who starts, strangely enough, at number five.
Well, there was a big debate this week about Comcast versus Verizon for who has the fastest internet. Everyone loves to claim they are the fastest internet. And there's really no governing body for this. So Verizon, after Comcast, which has Xfinity, after they said that they deliver the fastest internet in America, Verizon took umbrage with that claim and went to the National Advertising Division, the NAD, which sounds like a very scary organization. Verizon took its complaint to the NAD and said that they claim they have the fastest internet. Comcast said, no, we do. And it turns out neither one can really actually claim that. Depending on what plan you have and how much data you use, what device you're on, all of those things are mitigating factors in terms of how fast your internet is actually going to run. So at any given moment, the NAD said anyone, Verizon, Comcast, RCN, Time Warner, probably not Time Warner because they're terrible, but any one of those internet providers could actually be faster than the other. So it's the customer is pretty much the loser in all of this.
What a surprise. Right. This is a shocker.
Yeah, exactly.
Comcast versus Verizon, two companies that suck. All right, number four.
Snapchat have ran into yet another controversy this week. They had to remove their second filter in 4 months that was deemed racist. The first one, of course, was back in April. That was the Bob Marley filter, which a lot of people had an issue with and called a digital blackface. So now this new one is being called yellowface. It's an Asian stereotype. Snapchat says the filter was actually inspired by anime. They said it was meant to be playful and fun. However, a lot of Asian Americans and Asians in general, because Snapchat is so global, they did not enjoy this. And they said yellowface was a practice in early Hollywood films where white performers used theatrical makeup to portray people of East Asian descent, just the same as white performers used blackface to pose as black characters. So Snapchat took the filter down and apologized, and we're waiting for the next racist filter.
And everybody's lived happily ever after. Yeah. Number three on our list of the top five tech items this week.
An interesting new device was announced this week called the Sense Monitor, and it's actually a small device that plugs into your utility panel in your house or your apartment, and it can monitor all of your appliances and tell you where you're spending all of your money in terms of your energy bill. It's on pre-order right now. It will ship in September. It's on pre-order for $249, and the Sense Monitor actually can tell you every single appliance in your house, how much you're using. Even if your toaster is 15 years old, it can tell you how much energy your toaster or any other appliance in your house is using. So if people are concerned about, you know, monitoring their budgets, especially in the summertime, we've had heat waves across the country. AC units, some of are better than others in terms of how efficient they are with energy usage. So the Sense Monitor is kind of flying off the pre-order shelves already.
All right. And so ignorance is toast now. Number two.
Hulu announced this week that they are moving to a subscription-only service. So no more free Hulu. However...
Oh, my God. No more free Hulu?
I know. Wow. They're the last holdout. Hulu started in 2007 with ad-supported content. So everybody knows you had to sit through all those pre-roll and mid-roll ads. But at least the content was free of TV shows and movies and things you wanted to watch. Now they're joining the ranks of Amazon Prime and Apple TV and Netflix, and so now they are subscription-based. However, this week, earlier on Monday, Yahoo announced the launch of Yahoo View, which is a new site which will offer free access to Hulu's content in terms of their major network TV stuff. So you do hear the catch is you can watch all major network TV shows. However, you do have to wait 8 days after they originally air.
Yahoo for Hulu! Number one on Tech Story List.
And our number one story this week is a new app that allows you to cut animal cruelty from your life. It's called the Cruelty Cutter. It's a free app. It's on iOS, iPhones right now. It's also going to be available very soon in the next few weeks for Android phones. And it's super easy to use. All you do, you can walk around your house, you can walk around the store, you pick up the UPC code on any product, you scan it, and the app will tell you if it has been tested on animals, and it can also tell you about the history of the company's cruelty rating. So it's a very, very easy way. It's sponsored by the Beagle Freedom Project.
Nice. All right, so there it is, the list of the top five tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.